KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Are you thankful for what God has done in your life? We're going to talk about Thanksgiving today because being grateful is really the pipeline through getting through the trials and the tests that face us. Do you agree? My guest today, Angie Mosler, is so excited about Thanksgiving that she went into depth about what Thanksgiving really means, how it started, and some little known facts you may not be familiar with. So today, you guessed it, we're talking about Thanksgiving. Are you grateful? Angie Mosler, thank you so much for joining me for Encounter.
Well, thank you for having me, Judy.
Thanksgiving, how did it get its origin?
Well, it's interesting because I think most Americans associate it with the early pilgrims.
Yes.
But in fact, that connection wasn't even made until the mid-19th century. There was a gentleman named Alexander Young who was kind of looking back in history and wanting to give Americans a connection to their early history. And he's the one that kind of looked at this first harvest celebration with the early pilgrims and made that connection. Now, I think there is, you know, they had this harvest celebration that wasn't an annual thing back in the 1600s. But they certainly did contribute to just kind of the spirit of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving celebration for the early pilgrims would have been a more somber religious kind of experience. It was really a harvest festival, but as most people know, they were a very religious people, very godly people that certainly set aside days of Thanksgiving.
That was in 1620.
Yes.
That's when all that started. Give us some dates.
21 is what they identified as that first Thanksgiving.
As the first Thanksgiving. And I heard that they served popcorn on Thanksgiving.
They certainly had corn. I'm not sure if they popped it, but that would make sense.
I'm not sure what else they served. Do you have that fact? What do they serve on the first Thanksgiving?
We know that the land in New England was full of fowl, so full of fish. They were on the water. And we do know about corn.
Fish and corn. What about the turkey? How did the turkey come into being?
Well, I think it's because it's so good and it represents bounty. And over the years, our menus have changed for Thanksgiving, but turkey has become a centerpiece, certainly most recently.
Yes, it has. And how about dressing? Did the pilgrims have dressing in 1621?
You know, I read a book years ago about all the food. There's someone who actually, a kind of food historian that wrote a whole book on it, and I honestly don't remember all of what was included in that early feast, but there is a book out there for those who are interested.
For those, so you can Google Thanksgiving Foods Original First Day, and you can find out what foods they served on Thanksgiving. So throughout the years, Angie, what are some of the traditions people carry out on Thanksgiving?
Well, I think it certainly centers on food today, but in early America, we had our Congress declaring days to set aside just to thank the Lord for his goodness to our nation. And there's no indication that it was really centered around food at that time. And it really wasn't a national holiday until 1863.
That's during Abraham Lincoln's rule.
Yeah. And it was significant in its context because America was in the midst of a civil war and had just seen tremendous loss of life on both sides. And it was two more years before the war would end. But, you know, President Lincoln sought to kind of begin a healing process for a divided nation and establish this with the encouragement of a woman by the name of Sarah Hale really was pushing to kind of make this a national unifying holiday.
In 1863.
And really the focus was very much on God and partly coming to him for forgiveness of what was happening in our country.
We're not too far from Thanksgiving. And I'm sure that a lot of us who have families coming in from out of town or local families coming to our houses are looking for maybe some unique ideas on how to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Well, I'll give you a little background on why I kind of got into the history of holidays. I was a mom of young children when I started my research, and honestly, it was mostly related to some of the other holidays, and I was hearing about their pagan origins and I thought, you know, as I'm building traditions in my family, I want to build meaningful traditions, and I don't want to be bringing these, you know, pagan traditions into my home. And, you know, things like Halloween and Christmas and Easter, I was hearing, have all these pagan roots. So I was surprised to find otherwise, that they're very grounded in Christian history. But as I was doing this holiday research, obviously Thanksgiving is one of them, and Thanksgiving is the most obvious in terms of a Christian connection. I haven't heard anyone ever make a pagan claim about Thanksgiving.
Right, which is awesome.
But part of my goal was really the establishment of traditions. And I'm a teacher at heart, so I like to utilize holidays to teach my kids something about our history. I think it's a great way, you know, annually, that we can go back and just look at our amazing history as a nation with Thanksgiving, and then also with some of the other holidays, our history as Christians that connect us to the whole world. But for every holiday, really, I looked at the history. I looked at some of the symbols, and so we talk about those things as a family. But then I also included things like recipes and songs. There are these songs of Thanksgiving.
There's some great Thanksgiving songs, aren't there?
Yeah.
Come ye thankful people, come.
That go back to.
Yes. Come ye thankful people, come is a whole harvest song. Come ye thankful people, come is all about the harvest time, and just reminds you of fall and makes you smell that pumpkin pie, and your mouth waters for turkey as you think about that. And there's, as we gather, there's so many different Thanksgiving songs out there that represent the fall time of Thanksgiving, aren't there? The harvest time.
Yeah. I love those old hymns, and I love the connection that it gives us to believers in the past. So we usually sing a hymn or two, and I put on the website the words and some of the history, and I usually pull music off of YouTube that's a little more contemporary, because that's what my kids like. So I have songs, I have stories that you can read that have either a Thanksgiving theme or some connection to history. So, you know, I really just tried to find a whole host of ways to really build traditions, learning, and also just the smells and the, you know, of food and pumpkin and singing. I just try to really touch on all the senses to build meaningful traditions with my family.
Angie Mosler is my guest, and she put together a website about the holidays. Tell us about your website.
Well, it's celebratingholidays.com, and I have all of the big holidays are on there, the ones that we associate with symbols and, you know, that are recognized typically nationally and some of them worldwide. And I'm even getting into some of the smaller ones more recently, and something like Martin Luther King Day. And it's just meant to be a resource. You know, as I started doing research on holidays, I was finding that a lot of other parents had some of the same questions that I had about holidays. And most parents are looking to build traditions with their family and build memories with their family. And so I found that there was a ton of interest, and I was always kind of copying things for people or emailing things to people. I finally just said, you know, I'm going to just build a website so I can post all my resources there and just give families access to what I hope are creative ideas and helpful information, historical information, you know, because so many of our holidays, including Thanksgiving, ironically, has been really secularized, which is ironic because it's like, who are you thanking?
Yeah, who are you thanking? What is Thanksgiving for? It's to thank the Lord for his greatness.
Yeah.
Some of our listeners might be struggling and can't seem to find a reason to be thankful. What are some reasons that you can give them in the midst of all the challenges they might face to be thankful?
Yeah, well, you know, I think looking at the history could be a real encouragement, because you see a people, you know, these early pilgrims in their first year on the continent, they lost half of the pilgrims were lost to death. They really, really struggled with, I mean, they were starving, they were sick. It was a really terrible first year. And despite that, even in the midst of that, they're just hearts of gratitude and hope and commitment to the Lord is very inspiring. Then we move through the early history of America. It was during, you know, the first kind of declaration by our Congress was during the Revolutionary War. There were several after that leading up to the Civil War, which I already touched on. But, you know, these these times where our country stopped, and thank God, they were in crisis. There were some real hardships that they were facing or had faced through the prior year. And I think it's inspiring to look at that and consider, in light of what our personal struggles might be, to recognize that we can still really go to God and just thank Him that He's a God who cares for us and watches us and knows us. And
most of all, He loves us. And that's why we can be grateful. And He died on the cross so that we might be saved. And that's the only thing we can be grateful for. It is worth everything. Angie Mosler is the founder of Celebrating Holidays, the website celebratingholidays.com. Thank you for sharing from your heart about this wonderful holiday, Thanksgiving. Go to Angie's site to find more out about Thanksgiving and other holidays, their Christian roots, celebratingholidays.com.